Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carla Akers and she is the Care for Yourself Coordinator. Good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning.
Well, I'm going to back up a day because yesterday was Mother's Day and we hope mothers everywhere and friends of mothers had a great day. And it just ties into a special week. I think they did this on purpose because this special week kicks off with Mother's Day. And that special week is?
Women's Health Awareness Week.
And, you know, women, I kind of think, although we want to give men a lot of credit, we still need to think about women take care of the world, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of families and everybody else. So it's sort of appropriate to have a Women's Health Care Week. What is it that women do that they don't take care of themselves?
Well, I think they're natural caregivers, and so they do take care of everybody else first. And they're usually very selfless, and they sometimes forget about when their screenings are. And they may not, in their busy lives, they may not take the opportunity to take advantage of some of our services that we have locally to help them stay healthy.
Okay, and we want to talk about the services, but I know you have some special things planned for this special week. Tell us about that, Carla.
Well, the Women's Health Services Committee at Cass County Memorial Hospital has put together a goodie package for this week that's all centered around women's health or things that would help you be healthy. And we're trying to promote our services that we have in the health system locally in Cass County and let women know what's available and how they can get hooked up with their regular yearly screenings and be reminded of those. And we have some specialty type care here also.
Okay. And again, I want to talk in detail about those. But this little goodie bag is pretty fat. What are some of the kinds of things in there, Carla, just to go? And how are people going to get these bags?
Well, there's education material about healthy hearts, about activity, eating, dietary things. We even have a flyer about produce in the park because we want to promote that. That's part of healthy living. And then it has some exercise bands. We even have a toothbrush in there. And we have my Care for Yourself Wise Woman program has provided, it's a chapstick and a sunscreen.
Okay, it's just kind of fun, Carla, to get one of these and go, oh, let's see what's in there. So how are you going to distribute those?
Well, we are taking them this week to the different county food pantries. We want to reach out there first, and we'll see how quickly they go and kind of go from there.
Okay. So if you really, really want one, you could call Carla, actually, I'm sure, yes. or your health provider. Okay, Carla, I've sort of put off now. We need to talk about all of those services that are available to people and who they're available to.
Well, I don't know if I could tell you all the services.
Okay.
I know about my program here at Public Health, which is the Care for Yourself program. We are able to pay for yearly screening of for women's health, ranging from age 40 to 65. And we pay for a doctor visit where you'll get those female checks and a mammogram. And one of the secrets, I think, is about my program is that we also have the Wise Woman program that will pay for a fasting lipid glucose, and we can find out what your cholesterol is and your numbers. And then we also are able to pick up a follow-up mammogram. Sometimes the insurance, if you do carry insurance, they will pay for your yearly screening, but not a diagnostic if you get called back. And so a lot of women are skipping that part, which is really important that they do that. And so my program can pay for that.
Okay. Now, is everybody eligible for this program? You gave some age limitations. Are there other limitations, Carla?
Well, we could serve younger women too, under 40, if they find a breast issue, like a lump or some rippling or something like that, or they're having issues. And then we can also serve women over 65 if they're like undocumented, if they're here out of the country. We can serve women from other states if they're here visiting, say, mom or a relative and they find an issue and their insurance doesn't cover them, we can also get them enrolled in the program.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say too is if women have insurance that cover these, then your program is to take care of those where the insurance doesn't cover them.
Yes, or also sometimes insurance has a high copay or a high deductible. And usually a yearly screening, a mammogram, would be covered under preventative, but sometimes there's a copay if there's other things that are needed along with that mammogram.
And I've been hearing that a number of insurance companies are changing their deductibles and those kinds of things. So if you have any doubt about it, Carla, they ought to contact you.
Yes, they should. And my phone number is 712-243-7443. If you don't get a hold of me, please leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
Is there somewhere in the phone book we could find a number that would get to you? I mean, if they called the Cass County Hospital, is there some general number that they could say, I want to talk to Carla Akers?
Yes, if you called Cass County Memorial Hospital, they would be able to direct you to my line.
Okay, good. And we will give the number again. But sometimes those numbers go by really fast. And, you know, who knows? Maybe some woman's out in the tractor this morning and doesn't have her phone or her pen and pencil handy. So we want to be sure that people can get to you. So one of the things that you mentioned was that, yes, women know that they should be getting some of these tests, but time just flies by. And you mentioned, I think, once in the program that you can give a reminder?
Yes, I send out a yearly enrollment packet to remind you that it's time to do those services, definitely.
Okay, and I think, sorry to say, that's really important. We've gotten to depend on those reminders. You know, if you have an appointment at the doctor's office, a dentist's office, you're likely to get a phone call or an email or something, and we really depend on that because again, women, many women are working a couple jobs or they're taking care of kids that are going here and there. So those reminders are really, really helpful. So, Carla, in this program has been going on for a while. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, probably 25 years for sure.
And can you, without giving names, tell us a success story, something that you go, oh, this person really benefited because they were in this program?
Oh, definitely. We have had cancer diagnosis, and we don't leave you hanging there. I can enroll you in presumptive Medicaid if you don't have insurance that will carry you through your treatment. I've also had women that last October we had a breast health screening, and it was free to the women. And a woman came in who had not been having her yearly screenings. And I enrolled her in the program too after that night, and she had her blood draw, and we found that she was diabetic.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned cancer, but now you mentioned diabetes. Really important to stay on top of all of those things and get those checks. Carla, what do you enjoy about this program? And we've talked about how important women's health is, but you know, I hear you talk about it, and you love it.
Yeah, I like connecting with the women. I usually don't ever meet them. Most of my work is done over the phone, but I have called women. I probably have 2 to 3 to 4 contacts with each woman, and sometimes they just need to talk. They don't have anybody else to talk to about female issues, and so it's just enjoyable, and I've had great success with the Wise Woman program and watched women's weight and cholesterol, their A1Cs drop, and they've improved their numbers, and it just makes me so proud of them. And it's encouraging for me in my own walk down the road of health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of pushes you a little bit too. So again, Women's Health Week, and you mentioned that these bags are available with lots of good information in there, and we want to make sure that women do take care of themselves, not just this week, but all year long.
Yeah, I would like to mention some services that are available here at Public Health Department. We also have Parents as Teachers, which has in-home training for your children with the parent. We have lead screening, and we have the Family Planning Clinic, and that can help women younger than the age 40 get their screenings. And
I'm thinking too, and maybe it's not through there, but I think it's through public health, in terms of the car seats.
Yes, yes. We have trained technicians. Our gals can install a car seat for you the proper way so that you know that it's safe and it's the right size, the right fit for the child, and just give you tips on safety like that.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Carla Akers, who heads up the
Care for Yourself program.
Thank you. It's not a difficult title. And we want to thank you very much, Carla, for visiting with us today. And everybody, take care of yourself, women. Until next time, here's a thought. Always remember to forget the troubles that passed away, but never forget to remember the blessings that come each day.